Hi, Brenna.
Oh, hi, Micah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
And yeah, I have the money.
Oh, okay. So let me give you an option.
I didn't make, like, this last month. Mm-hmm. I advertised on two sites. Like, I haven't, I know it's not y'all's fault, but I haven't been getting anything, like, nothing. It's been slow. I'm a small company. I don't have the money right now.
Okay. Well, I can definitely give you more time if, you know, you just need a little bit more time. But your program includes an extra $400 worth of Google ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those, and that would lower that past due amount to just $199. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from, you know, the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And the reason I suggest that one to you, Micah, is that you could always call back and put the Google pay-per-click ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah, I don't even have that much money.
Okay, so I can adjust it to the $199, and then, you know, we could give you some time with that, or we could keep it at the $599 if you like. It's up to you.
No, it's just, I thought I had, like, an extra $100 credit or something from when they, something like that, or maybe I misunderstood what they said.
It could have been that that was a credit for your Google guaranteed leads, but there wasn't a credit applied to this because you have two different programs with us. You have Google guaranteed,
yeah,
and then you have the local SEO services with the Google pay-per-click ads.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what I would do probably is just, you know, take the ads off for now and then try to come up with the $199 as, you know, as soon as possible, because in the meantime, there's a big orange banner up on your site that says the information here, you know, is no longer.
I hear you, baby. I don't operate off credit cards. If I don't have the money. I'd love to pay y'all. I don't have it.
I understand. No, that's why I'm giving you a more affordable option, because if, you know, if you just left it alone, what happens is, you know, right now it's. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's not my intention to leave it alone, but I can't make money appear that I don't have.
I understand.
Maybe like 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I'll make a note here, and I'll send you the notification that talks about the payment failing. My extension is 777. My name is Tina, so you can always call me, you know, if things pick up. If not, I'll follow up with you sometime next week, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a nice weekend.
inner man. And may God give to you a fuller, richer understanding of the extent of his love, that you may be able to comprehend what is the length and the breadth of his love. May the Lord.
It is officially cold outside.
Born again?
I don't believe in that. But
do you know where it comes from?
From a religion, right?
No, it's from John chapter 3 in the Bible. Jesus said, unless you're born again, you're not going to enter heaven. He said this, marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. Being born again is the entrance into heaven. And if you're not born again, you're in big trouble on judgment day. Do you believe that?
Would being born again be considered like baptism, or what is that?
No. Let me show you why you need to be born again. It will really help you to figure it out. Do you think you're a good person?
No.
Have you broken the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Which one have you broken?
Honor your father and mother.
The fifth?
And being your neighbor.
The ten? Don't covet anything that belongs to your neighbor?
I haven't gone to Mass every Sunday.
Do you have a wife?
Yes.
Stolen?
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Yes, I guess so.
The reason I'm doing this is to stir up the conscience. So you say, well, I'm in big trouble on judgment day. Jesus said if you look with lust, you commit adultery in your heart. If you ever look with lust.
Yeah.
I'm not judging you. You've just told me you're a lying thief, a blasphemer, an adulterer, a heart, a covetous person, and you've dishonored.